Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, and I'm with my wife, Reverend A. And today we're going to be considering Lesson 231 in A Course in Miracles workbook. Father, I will but to remember you. Before we begin, let's join together and for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. Father, I will but to remember you. What can I seek for, Father, but your love? Perhaps I think I seek for something else, or something I have called by many names. Yet is your love the only thing I seek or ever sought? For there is nothing else that I could ever really want to find. Let me remember you. What else could I desire but the truth about myself?
This is your will, my brother, my sister, and you share this will with me and with the one as well who is our Father. To remember him is heaven. To remember him is heaven. This we seek, and only this is what it will be given us to find. Father, I will but to remember you.
Let's take another good deep breath and another moment of silence together. In this lesson, he reminds us, that love is the only thing that we've ever really sought for. We think of things that we want, and peace, of course, is on the list, but truly, if we are embraced in real love, the certainty of eternal love, the blessing of God's love, then peace is really the effect of that knowing. And really what we're returning to is the mind of knowing, not the mind of understanding or the mind of questioning or the mind that's thinking. But it is a knowing. No thinking is required in knowing. No understanding is required in knowing, because capital K knowing is our inheritance. It is the result of who and what we are. God has extended love as us, and as that extension is indeed what we are, connecting, returning to that knowing is the result of what salvation is all about, the peace that passeth all understanding. Father, I will but to remember you.
And this remembrance is the recognition to remember again love. This really clarifies that Father, God, Mother, God, you, the capital Y-O-U that's listed here, as well as love, you know, is all the same. It's like synonymous. And so to remember, to recognize again love. And I'm reminded of the axiom that the only relationship of value is my relationship with God, my relationship with love. That's all that matters. And when I remember this, everything else, you know, falls into place. I can give up seeking. I'm already found. There's that certainty and that peace that you mention. And if this is what I'm looking for, this is what I will to remember. So aligning my will with the will of God, then I will be given what I will. It's set up for us to win. Set up for us to, it's not against us, it's for us.
Yeah. In the answer to the question, what is salvation? You know, he talks about the split mind.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we want something to be, you know, the ego phrases it as, I want something to be given because I'm in a position of not having. But in the explanation of what is salvation, he really reminds us that it's already given. You already have all there is to have. There's mm-hmm. nothing to get, mm-hmm. nowhere to go. And it's just awakening to or remembering, joining in union and relationship with our higher self, which has no thought separate from God and has no desire for anything because all is already given.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really just the melding, the joining, the reunification of mind, the integration of mm-hmm. mind.
Yeah.
Yep.
So and that, it feels so good.
It does. Yeah.
So let's just practice that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I'm going to read the prayer again.
Okay.
And then go into a moment of silence and then.
Perfect.
Is there anything you want to add before we do that?
No, I think that's great.
Okay. Father, I will but to remember you. Father, I will only to remember you. What can I seek for, Father, but your love? Perhaps I think I seek for something else, as something I have called by many names. Yet is your love the only thing I seek or ever sought, for there is nothing else that I could ever really want to find. Let me remember you. What else could I desire but the truth about myself? So as I desire God, as I desire love, as this is the only relationship of value, I discover the truth about myself. And this truth sets me free. How grateful I am that the path is so clear, so simple. I wholeheartedly commit to only desiring this and nothing else. Father, I will but to remember you. And so it is. Amen.
And with that, I think we are complete. Thank you for joining us today. We love you. Have a blessed day, and God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens and in